Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Going to get a couple barks from the dog pound in here as we finish it up. Billy in North Ridgeville, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
You know, I wasn't disappointed when they fired Chudzinski. I mean, coaches like that have had 1 year contracts, and they've, Pete Carroll with the Jets, Ray Rhodes. I think he got canned after 1 year in Philly, and Pettibone. I remember Richie Pettibone was the head coach of the Redskins. So, the Chudzinski, if you don't win, then you get rid of him. You have to bring somebody else in here. So that didn't bother me at all. There's a coach that I like out there for a lot of years. He hasn't gotten a second opportunity yet. No one's mentioned his name. He coached the 49ers for 2 years. I think 1 year he had a pretty good success, and the second year he kind of faltered. Was Mike Nolan. I think he's now the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. I was hoping maybe someone would give him another opportunity. I thought he was a good coach. He was a disciplinarian with the 49ers, coming from his father, Dick Nolan, who coached the 49ers in the 70s. So I was thinking about what you guys thought about Mike Nolan.
I'm a big Mike Nolan fan. I know Mike pretty well. So I got some bias there. I do think he would be someone that I'd love to see a head coach here or anywhere. I think he has learned a lot from that previous experience. I don't, however, think it's something that is appealing to him now. He had that kick at the can, and I think he's generally happy to be a coordinator. And the trend in this game, I mean, just kind of pay attention to what you're seeing as far as names are concerned. And while you get some senior assistants, when I say senior, higher accomplished grade level, if you will, guys like Mike Zimmer, it's probably more along the lines of the Jay Grudens, the names that we hear like now Ben McAdoo, the names such as Adam Gase, that aren't just appealing to the Browns. The Browns aren't the only ones sort of cornering the market on younger up-and-comers. But that's really where teams want to go, Nathan. They want to be more progressive in their thinking generally, and get a guy like, you know, Bill O'Brien getting his opportunity as a head coach now. I mean, he was like the primo number one guy that a lot of people, including the Browns, thought would be a good one last year, and he's getting his shot this year.
Yeah, and I think it's more of a trend. We do get, you know, there obviously are some defensive candidates on the list, but I think it's more of a trend to a more offensive-oriented approach right now, wouldn't you say?
Without a doubt, because of where the game is. Your success starts there. I'm all about having a good, solid defense and making a strong investment there, but I think what we realize, and we got a classic example of that here, where there was so much investment made in the front seven, and trust that would keep the Browns competitive for the most part, and the scheming would do a lot. And I think, by and large, you can make an argument that there were games that were close or winnable that weren't won. The defense was doing its part until we saw, especially in the latter stages of the season, where there were breakdowns that cost the Browns. And defensive failures on a list of reasons why you see a new coaching staff come in here are going to be very high on that list, obviously.
This was a team that easily could have been, 7-9 just with those three games. Forget every other game out there. So it's not that far away, and you want to tighten it up, you want to clean it up, and you want to get somebody in here that's going to, by the way, have many more pieces to work with on offense than they had last year. I mean, that's one thing that I think you can say unequivocally, that there will be more talent on the offensive side of the ball. It's just going to be a matter of who it is, Notorious, what scheme they're running, and then how we can fill this whole thing out and get going to next year. I think what's frustrating a lot of people is I get a sense of it, we're kind of in limbo right now what this Browns team is going to be doing moving forward. It's almost that you have to wait on turning your attention completely to next season, which everybody really wants to do, close the book on 2013 because of the limbo of this coaching search.
And it doesn't necessarily feel better that there are four other teams going through the same thing right now, as we understand it. I mean, there are other teams that are going through interviews. There are other teams looking at their future, their direction, raising those questions. For the most part, Browns fans do not care about that. They don't want to hear about what the other guys are doing. They're focused on their own, and that's fine. But you and I try to look at this a little bit big picture, and I think it's fair to say that this is all part of the reason why this thing isn't nailed down right now, too. There are other opportunities. So candidates we like are candidates somebody else likes. And that's another thing to throw into this equation. It's very competitive. And when you hear multiple names, when you hear names that sound like something that you just say, wait a minute, where is this coming from? That make you roll your eyes or shake your head or just who is this guy? All of that is still part of this process of competitiveness. You put out real, you may put out all false information, some real information. Who are the real guys? Who are the false guys? Within this building, I mean, there are people who actually work here every day who look around and say, hey, are they really interested in this guy? They're not interested in that guy. Wait a minute. I don't know if that's real. I don't know if that's true. And that's going on here. So, and that's fine. And I think that's part of what this is all about. But that said, we do want conclusion to it. We do want closure to it. We all want it to happen sooner. But I'm okay if this extra time that's involved, these extra discussions that are involved, lead to the right choice.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, it's gonna be fun to see. One of the reasons, too, that I brought up Gruden and Zimmer, by the way, not that I necessarily think they'd be the best coaching candidates, but when you talk about gathering information, the Al Davis School of Interviewing, those are guys in your division, and that right now is the cream of the division. They've been to the playoffs 3 years in a row, the only team in the division that's done that. So it could be, at least on some level, get into their minds a little bit if neither one of them do move on from there.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how this thing plays out. As I said, we'll probably have new names, other names as it unfolds, and we'll just keep this thing going and rolling. All right, it's Vic Carucci. It is Nathan Zagura. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to do an after further review in this next hour.
That's right.
Right, and that's always fun. It sweeps the nation. We want to hear from you. More calls, more barks from the pound, 216-578-0850. More tweets at Browns_daily. And what else? That's it. That's this hour. And we're going to have some fun trying to talk to you about the weather, talk to you about coaching search, talk to you about quarterbacks. I'm seeing Twitter, a lot of people tweeting about, you know, not loving this Johnny Manziel idea, while others say, well, he'd be good. What about McCarron? And I don't know. He's not doing it for me.
I was not as impressed with McCarron. I think that there are going to be two ways to go about it. I think it's either going to be a Manziel Bortles Bridgewater at number four, or you're going to take a Watkins or a Clowney, whoever is there, and then take, you know, somebody later on, maybe Carr, maybe a Jimmy Garoppolo later, and see if you can develop those guys. I still think Carr has some skills, and I think anybody that you surround, if you were to take Watkins, or let's say with Watkins, Gordon, Cameron, whoever you draft at running back and slot receiver or make a free agent move there, is going to be in an offense that is set up for success.
Yep, I agree. More coming up.